This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
So let's head out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. Just wrote a great piece about Mike Green, and he joins us now. And Jonas, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So before we get to your piece, just what takeaways, if any, do you have from what you saw yesterday at rookie minicamp?
Not a whole lot. I guess Tyler Luke can kick the heck out of the ball. Dayton Wade is going to probably get us all put up.
Just laughing at Dayton Wade, that's all.
Yeah. I was going to say, Dayton Wade is going to be forcing us at one point or another to wonder how we can make this 53, just based off what I saw yesterday. Mike Green looks good without pads on. Carson Vinson looks good without pads on. Disappointing not to see Emory Jones out there. It's way too early to figure out anything. Or really make any leaping judgments, but the guys who you wanted to see do good things at those skill positions, including Tyler Lupe, I think made good first impressions. And it's a little bit annoying that we're going to have to wait until the end of the month for OTAs. It seems like this is a much longer wait than normal, but we all got to endure somehow.
We'll get through, Jonas. We'll get through. We can always go find Looper. We can find the Looper's highlights.
Hey, the schedule
on
comes out next week.
Yeah, it's May 14th.
That's huge.
Yeah, it's a big one. You told us a few weeks back, or I guess it hasn't been a few weeks, but right around the time of the draft, that you were going to be endeavoring to reach out to some of the coaches going back to high school and people who knew Mike Green well to try to get a better sense of, I guess this young man and. We know the scope of the allegations. We don't know the specifics, and we probably never will know exactly what happened in any of these interactions. But you wrote that piece today at the Banner. You obviously spoke to a volume of people who know him. Were you surprised the length to which people were willing to sort of publicly vouch for him? I read the piece and was kind of thinking there might be something from someone here or there who didn't want this part of their sort of, assessment of him to be on the record and so sort of vociferously on the record. But I mean, these people seem to be relishing the opportunity to stand up and say their truth about this young man.
Yeah, I think that's probably the biggest takeaway. Not just that the people that I spoke to were as supportive of him, but that they were actually the fact that they, reached back out to me when I did reach out to them in the first place. The only guys who I didn't hear back from were the folks at Virginia. And I think that's probably not surprising, because that is the biggest, nexus point in all this. Just like, they were the ones who reportedly, who did request the zero tolerance policy. And those were the guys who either did dismiss him or did suspend him. I think that there's still, that was one question that I had for Mike yesterday that we never really got the chance or the opportunity to ask him, like, were you dismissed? Was it just a suspension? Could you have actually come back to Virginia? You know, because he said one thing. I think other people have reported otherwise. But, you know, like Charles Huff, who I spoke to, now the coach of Southern Miss, could have easily, you know, spent the time that he had at the airport when he was talking to me, focusing on building his own program and not just, you know, kind of bootstrapping, you know, not trying to, you know, take credit for what Mike did at Marshall. You know, like he could have easily just said, like, hey, I'm happy for what Mike did, but I'm focused on building my own program at Southern Miss. But he took time, like 15, 20 minutes out of his day to talk to me. The defensive line coach, as soon as I reached out to Marshall, reached back out to me. And then his high school coach, who, yep, you know, again, didn't have any of his football seasons there at Marshall interrupted by these allegations, was, again, more than willing to talk to me and tell me some interesting things about how the Ravens were, in fact, not one of the teams that reached out to him, which was made you raise your eyebrows a little bit. But again, you know, these guys all love him. They think that he was just a victim of bad circumstances from what they could tell me. So it does match up, I think, with what the Ravens might have, been hearing or gathered during their information drafting process. But again, you also go back to what, you know, Coach Huff told me, which was that there were some teams who right away were not comfortable with the idea of drafting him. And that certainly lines up with what Ian Rappaport reported after the Ravens took him and after so many teams did not take him.
Jonas, I'm sure the Ravens did not take this lightly at all, and they did execute a very thorough breakdown of this situation, but that jumped out to me. You touched on it. The fact that they didn't reach out to his high school coach when the high school coach said he spoke with 12 to 15 teams, did that surprise you?
Yeah. You know, when I talked to the defensive line coach, he said that he pretty much talked to everyone, so that there wasn't really an inkling that the Ravens would be the one to take him, because if you're talking to everyone, it's really hard to get a read on just who might be interested. You know, when I talked to Coach Huff, he mentioned that he wasn't surprised in retrospect because they were dialed in, I think were his words, with Mike, with getting a sense for who he is, for bringing him in to do a 30 visit. And that was another question that I would have liked to have more times, like how many teams actually had you in for 30 mm-hmm. visits, because I don't think any of these teams had actually let it slip that they had him in to their facility. I think it was surprising, especially because the alleged high school incident, because the first incident happened in high school, even if it did happen, toward the end of his high school tenure there. But listen, I mean, like this coach, Coach Lynn, was close enough to Mike Green that after every single, you know, he was joking with me that after every single, either call that he got or visit that he had, he would say, Mike, hey, you got another guy who's this interested in you. So it was surprising that, you know, you would have someone that close to Mike Green and Mike Green's orbit that you wouldn't reach out to him, especially after you said that, you know, we did everything that we could to vet this guy. But again, you know, they have their own process. It's going to be opaque to us. All I can do is just kind of ask around and yep. see who said what. And that was probably one of the more interesting things that I got from the reporting process.
Talking to Jonas Schaefer, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Jonas, before we let you go, John Harbaugh informed the media yesterday that Emory Jones has a labrum issue, probably, or hoped to be back by training camp. Are you concerned this could be a redshirt year for Emory Jones?
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Not really. I think one thing that we probably should have asked, you know, the Ravens front office folks or the Ravens decision makers, you know, I think Dane Brugler had reported in the Beast, you know, when it came out that this was something that front office folks were expecting to have limit him. You know, I think I believe the date that Dane cited in his reporting was June 2025. So that kind of lines up with where we are in that pre-draft process. Obviously, you know, John is totally comfortable with this being something that they're 100% clear on until he's actually got that green light. So as much as I was looking forward to the possibility of Emory Jones turning these rookie minicamp practices into OTA practices and maybe turning this into a Sala situation where a guy comes from out of nowhere, even though obviously it's a different situation with him being a third rounder compared to a sixth rounder. But yeah, I mean, it's going to make his rise a little bit more difficult, but I think that John's being pretty earnest with that injury report. And unless there is another injury or unless they are misinformed about just how serious the shoulder injury is, I do think it's fairly safe to say that he should be back, you know, on the field for the start of training camp in late July.
Gigi lied, as he's apt to
I'm
do.
I'm prone we, to do
we
that,
have,
yes.
Yes, we have one more. It seemed like to us that Harbs went a little further in detailing the decision-making of the kicking process than he had before, invoking salary cap and alluding to salary and the looming football decisions. And, you know, I don't think it's a great idea to have Tucker in that building competing face-to-face with the Looper, if you really think the Looper is the next man up. Just your takeaways from those comments.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a Tyler Loop story coming out tomorrow. You know, just talking to some folks. One of the takeaways that, you know, was, you know, this isn't going to be in a story because it wasn't confirmed in any meaningful way, but, you know, there were some people there was one person who told me, who indicated to me that perhaps a decision has already been made on mm-hmm. Justin Tucker and mm-hmm. that would line up with perhaps the comments from John Harbaugh. So, not all that surprising that maybe the Ravens are already now laying the groundwork for, you know, the release of
yes.
Justin Tucker, even though obviously everything that Eric DaCosta told us and everything that Tashi Brown told us before then was that they would wait until the investigation is concluded. I mean, Jason, if would they still conclude that investigation even if he's no longer on the team? I mean, I assume that the Ravens or that the NFL would have no reason to. You know, suspend that investigation, even if he's.
Oh, because
I would think it would continue because I would think he wants to continue. You know what I mean? Continue with his career. So yeah. I would imagine that his agents would reach out and say, "Hey, we want to know his status. Is he a free?" You know what I mean? Like he'd be able to sign with any team, but obviously, if that happened, then we'd still get a ruling. I guess if it doesn't happen, if he just sits out there, maybe they would just suspend it. I think Jonas, it's actually done anyway. You know what I mean? Like I think they've talked to enough people that if they wanted to have a conclusion, they probably could have a conclusion. But you know how that goes, right? They wait and wait and wait because the media might discover more stuff. So we don't play a game till September. So what's the rush?
Yeah, it's just such an opaque process. And it's just, you know, I've said it to you five times, just the breadth of allegations compared. And when you compare that to how long other investigations with far fewer allegations and far fewer accusations, it's just tough for me to get a read on where exactly the NFL is on in their timetable. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing for Justin Tucker, and I don't know if that's a good or bad thing for the Ravens.
Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. Jonas, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot.
Coming up next, it's not something we do often, but we have an apology in order. Tamayuki Sagano, he looks legit. We apologize next here on The Fan.